Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
V Show with Bob Valvano is now, right here on ESPN 680 and 105.7.
What was I going to say? I was trying to tie up loose ends. I told people the timeline to how I believe we got here. I didn't try and include any details other than to make it important to understand how they started, where they were, how they got here. I tried to clear up. I don't think the people who said, oh my God, you kind of knew this was coming all the way back in December. How were you not ready? I think they were trying to be ready. They knew that it wasn't working out with Kenny. They went both barrels after Scott Drew. I think they thought they had a chance to get him. They did not. I think they might have had a chance 2 years ago. I don't think so now. And then I think they shifted their focus elsewhere. And I really do think from the jump that Josh Hurd wanted Josh Schertz. And I can understand why. If you watched the game last night, a lot of people I know who paid attention since I started singing his praises felt the same way. And I think that when he lost the conference championship game, he felt he got Josh Hurd got nervous. People are going to criticize me, criticize him, and I understand that. You're trying to unite a fan base, and they didn't think Schertz, who nobody knew at that time very well in this community, they would have come after him with verbal guns blazing, so to speak, and I don't think he wanted to put him in that situation. So he then went elsewhere, and they wound up offering Dusty May, and then Dusty at the last minute changed his mind, and I think Josh at that point was like, you know, the hell with this. I'm going to trust my gut. The guy I want is Josh Schertz. And then tried to go back there, and Josh, in the time between, you know, when it looked like they were going to offer him the job and they didn't, and Dusty May making a U-turn, he signed an agreement with St. Louis, not a contract, but a memorandum of agreement, which I'm a little surprised because I don't think it's really super binding.
And well, it depends. That's the thing. They vary.
But the other side of the coin is maybe Josh Hurd says, look, I don't want to get involved in all that. I'm not getting in litigation. But if that's the guy you really wanted, boy, I wish there was a way they would have. Listen, because you know I was on board with this guy. And if you watched the game last night, you'd know why. Good gravy. Was that fun? That was my wife. You know, she was like, wow, they really passed the ball. It was fun. So that's what we got there. Now, this is what I wanted to share with you, though, because somebody said, well, I don't understand. This guy's not a winner. If you want to dismiss, you know, what went on at the non-Division I level, I can't tell you to give more or less credence to it. You do what you want to do. But I can only tell you that I think I want to get the chart so that I don't talk out of school. I believe that he is in active Division I coaches right now, Josh Schertz, who have coached more than 10 years. I think he is third in winning percentage.
Wow.
I think.
Do you know what Kelsey is? I think I thought I saw 98th.
98th? What do you mean?
He's got like the 98th best winning percentage.
That'd be terrible, wouldn't it? 98th? No. All time? Oh, I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. But I'll find this, though, because to be fair, and it also has the list of all current coaches who have coached for more than 10 years who are have the highest winning percentage. And of the top 10, I'm so mad I should have saved this chart. I apologize. I hate when I do this to you folks and I have to go back and find something I already had. But I think he's sixth on that list because a lot of the guys, quite honestly, on that list are non-Division I guys. There's a Division III guy. There's a couple of three or four Division II guys. And then there's some very big-name Division I guys on there as well. And I'll once I dig this thing up, I'll share it with you. But the point I'm making is, you know, I can't Oh, here we go. Found it. Yay for me. Okay, here's your list of active winningest coaches by percentage going into this season.
Okay, there we go.
Okay, going into this season with a minimum of 10 seasons coaching. And you're going to have only heard of maybe three of these guys. So I'm just telling you that up front. So you can say, well, that doesn't convince me of anything, except when you look at these numbers, they're pretty high. But also, when you look at Division I guys, he is actually he's actually the second highest winning percentage of Division I guys. The leading guy is a guy named Jim Crutchfield, who coached at West Liberty and Nova Southeastern, Division II guy. He's been there for 18 years. He's won 85% of his games.
Wow.
Second is Mark Few. Mark Few was at 83%. Matt Logie is another non-Division I guy, Point Loma, and he is at 82% of his games. Ben McCollum is that guy. I hope that guy's listening. Who sent us Ben McCollum's notes every day. He's at Northwest Missouri State, Division II school. He's won 80% of his games. Joe Lombardi is the coach at Indiana, Pennsylvania, Division II school, 78% of his games. And then Josh is sixth. Now he's been 15 years in the business. He's won 78% of his games. Right behind him is Bill Self. Bill Self won 76% of his games. John Krikorian coaches down in Virginia at a Division III school we used to play against, Christopher Newport, 76%. Ninth on the list going into this year is John Calipari, who's won 31 years, 75% of his games. And then Jeff Young is at Walsh, 20 years, 75% of his games. So the Division I guys are Mark Few, who's second all-time on that list, Josh Schertz, who's sixth all-time, Bill Self, who's seventh, and John Calipari's ninth. So he's in pretty good company. But again, if you want to write off, you know, the stuff at the beginning of that, you can write off, you can write that off, because those were a number of years where he was at the non-Division I level. But I don't write it off because, you know, that's how Bruce Pearl got his start. There's a million guys who started at London. You were talking about that on yesterday's show, by the way. I looked it up. You know, Bruce Pearl was at Southern Indiana and had a gaudy record, and then went to Milwaukee,
UW-Milwaukee,
and did great. And then, but then made the leap right to the SEC and went to Tennessee. And the reason I bring that up is because to me, a winner's a winner, man. And a guy, he recruits, and you know, Seth made a great point yesterday. Good coaches identify talent. That's what they do. They identify guys that can play their style and play it effectively, and that's what those guys do. Here's what, I'm only telling you because I wouldn't get hung up. And the same thing about Kelsey. People tell me, well, you know, Winthrop and College of Charleston, but the guy can win. He can win. Here's what Bruce Pearl did. Southern Indiana. I'm not going to go through the whole list, but he was there from 1992 to 2001. He never won fewer than 22 games. He was 231-46. Which is an 83 winning percentage. Went to Milwaukee, 16-13, then 24-8, 20-11, and 26-6, which is a 69 winning percentage. Went to Tennessee and spent 6 years there, 145-61, a 70 winning percentage. Now he's been at Auburn since 2014, and he has a 64 winning percentage. So his overall is 676 and 264 for a winning percentage of 719. Why do I bring that up? It's just because I just don't get hung up on guys where they coached. When you got a body of work like that and have won, the guy won 83% of his games, 69% of his games. What was the next one? 71% of his games. And now 72% of his, 65% of his games. That's what they do. You win, they can coach, and they can win. And so that's, you know, I brought that up because it was relevant to Schertz yesterday, but to some degree, it's relevant to Kelsey. You want to see, did we do Kelsey's record? I don't know if we did.
I was going to say, yeah. Can you pull that up?
Sure.
Well, where did he rank on that list?
He was, they only went to the top 10.
Oh, it was only top 10.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Go further than that. But you can extrapolate if you want to do that. Here's Pat Kelsey. They changed his Wikipedia back to the head coach of the College of Charleston.
Really?
Oh, I give up. That's what I said. Just letting the cake make. Let's take a look at it. Oh, it's starting to rise. It's not, nope. Certainly not ready to come out yet.
Oh, nope, it's on fire. Now nope. It's not on fire.
No, it's fine. No, that's not on fire. It was a dish towel.
Oh.
No, the cake is still in there. It's still baking. Take a look. Yeah. He was at Winthrop, won 14 games his first year, then never had another losing season. He was 20-13, 19-13, 23-9, 26-7, 19-12, 18-12, 24-10, 23-2 his last year. So he won 66% of his games at Winthrop. Went to Charleston, 17-15 his first year, then 31-4, 27-8. He's won 73% of his games at Charleston. So his overall record is he's got a 68 winning percentage. Okay, but I went and showed you that list before, and no, it doesn't. It's not. I don't want to say that. It sounds like I'm criticizing the guy. I'm not. That's gaudy. Wow, that's fantastic. I'd love to have a 68 winning percentage. That's fantastic. But the list the other guys were on were, I mean, the lowest one on this was, what, 75, 76? Schertz was up there third in the guys who were Division I coaches. And that's, you know, I it's a big deal. I don't care. He did most of that in non-Division I. Well, same thing with Kelsey. If you're going to say that, okay. He did it at Winthrop and College of Charleston. But to me, that's impressive. If a guy can win, if a guy can coach and he can win, and he plays an entertaining style. And I've got to confess, I haven't seen a College of Charleston game. I don't remember the last time I did, to be candid with you. I'm just being honest with you. So I can't make an intelligent conversation about what you expect to see. But that should count for something. People want to be entertained. So we'll see how it plays out. All I know is two things. Watched Bluey again last night, which calms me down before bed. I think I had a record episode in hoorays in this one.
Oh, nice.
There must have been 7 hoorays in this one episode. That was really exhilarating. And I now have a Ellie De La Cruz and a Muhammad Ali bobblehead.
There we go.
So it's all in all. And I'm getting a new car. So it's a good day.
I'm trying to see where overall Pat Kelsey ranks.
Oh, you know what you'll have to
interns,
look it up? Good
interns,
luck. Go to NCAA.org. And
Tanner, can you get the interns on this? Can you see if Gager and intern Cowboy can maybe try to find where Pat Kelsey, just find out some stats on Pat Kelsey, but specifically his win percentage and where he ranks among active
coaches? Well, I just
coaches.
Gave his overall win percentage. We got that on Wikipedia.
Right, but I'm saying
but
where,
I don't know
where it ranks. Yeah.
For what, active coaches all
For
time?
For active coaches, yeah. Not all time. We don't, you know. Red Hour back end coaching.
That'll take a while. That'll definitely take a while. The NCAA website sucks, by the way. But why should we be surprised? They don't. They really, they're not the most customer friendly place ever. You can't find your way around. They're so busy trying to show you that they're doing important things like health and safety and governance and everything that, and that's great. Nobody, hey, that's yay, but. You know, people, you got to be common sense. A lot of people come to the website are going to want some data. They want some information. And to navigate through is ridiculous. Here's the stuff. Overview, history, mission and priorities, governance, championships, outreach, finances, health and safety, inclusion, infractions process, leadership development, research, awards and events, corporate champions and partners, membership directory, employment. How about something like, hey, stats? How about data? Where do you find that? Where the hell do you find that? I don't know. I really don't know where. It takes a long time. Here's statistics and records I found under media. All right, let's do men's basketball. National rankings, team by season, archive national rankings since 2000. Here's records, Division I records. Coaching records. Ooh, that might be it, Nick. That might be what you want. Let's see if we hit that button. If anything,
I was going to say, that'd be nice.
Up. Yeah, but it doesn't. That's the other thing I noticed. It's a very laggy website. Why won't that move? Is everybody on trying to look up Pat Kelsey's coaching record now? Is that why?
Maybe it's just getting absolutely
swamped.
Just getting flooded.
I was
people.
Also right. He did coach DJ Burns at Winthrop.
Oh, he did. Okay.
Yeah. So,
he did? Kid.
Yeah.
How long ago was
Winthrop,
that?
Or he's been here for or at NC State for this is his third
ninth year.
Year.
Is his ninth year?
Yeah, probably.
Wow,
he's going to be the assistant coach and everything. But yeah,
I can't get it to open. I cannot get. There's the link we want. Records, coaching records, and I keep hitting that button, and it just sits there and dies.
Louisville fans are so nuts. We're crashing every website just looking this guy up.
Oh, nice. Text, I painted this for Indy 11 games. It's I also love Bluey. It's my calm before coaching football on Friday's TV show. They look at that's a nice one. Look, like guy made it himself. That's pretty good art. It looks
that is
like
pretty good.
Bluey and Bingo, hooray!
Hooray!
Yeah, very nice. Thank you for sending me that. I can't get this to open. I know where to go to NCAA Sport. If somebody wants to in the studio, I can save you some hunting around. Go to the NCAA page and then click on Division One, and then click on. See, now I don't even remember where I found it. It's unbelievable. I don't know how I got there. But I finally found the page I wanted, and now I can't remember how I got there. Division One home, maybe that's it. Could that be it? No, that's not it. Sorry, I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen.
We'll find it. Stop wrestling with it. We'll get one of the interns to pull it up.
Very annoying. Extremely, extremely. Oh, I know where it was. It's going on to Media Center. There you go. Go into Media Center. Then go under Statistics and Records, and then you'll see it by sport. Hit Men's Basketball, and then you'll scroll down, and it says Coaching Records. And hit that, and then nothing will happen.
And then nothing will happen.
Champ, come over here and punch this thing, will you? Thank you. Oh, nice.
That's why we need video. We need video on a day that they're potentially coaching.
Boom!
They're potentially hiring a new U of L coach. You were playing with Bob Lutz.
No, because I want these two guys to smash the crap out of the NCAA website. Just get up there and beat the hell out of it. Could you get to that point and see if you get any more success?
Are the interns not working
on
this?
They're not doing anything. They're just sitting there. They're just yucking it up and talking.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Are they working on this, Tanner?
No.
Yeah, it's 98th all time.
I was right. I said 98th
they
all time.
They clicked it, and it was like Adolf Rupp's on this list, so it's all time. It's not active.
Where did you find this?
BasketballReference.com.
Oh, Basketball Reference.
Go say. I was like, where are my interns at? My intrepid intern. Thank you, boys. Yeah. Thank you, Gage. Thank you, intern cowboy. Good work, boys.
We got a good coach, guys. Everyone.
BasketballReference.com.
Not Richard Pitino, but hey, he wins.
98th all time in terms of win percentage.
Yeah.
Now, what is that for active?
I'm still wanting to know where this is on there.
I was right when I said 98th all time. I'm proud of myself. Let's see if
Could you tell me where on this godforsaken website they found that?
Can you also see if where he ranks among active coaches?
I'm on Basketball Reference. Where is that?
Sports Reference College Basketball, and just look up Pat Kelsey. There should be a search bar.
That doesn't work for me because that's good. I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm just saying I've done that before, and it's somebody who posts it, and they're not giving me what it's based on because I don't know what that means. He's 98th in win percentage, 98th in wins. I don't understand.
All right, this is terrible radio. Let's take a break, and then we'll figure this all out. So take a break, and then we'll get all these stats on the other side. We'll talk more about Pat Kelsey. Your text welcome as well, 437-968, EPS Jobs text line.
See, here's what I mean. Right away, I know that that's not right because they have Mark Few listed as first. I just read that other chart. He's second on the other chart. I can tell you the guy who's ahead of him.
Yeah, but Coach K's at 15th, and Roy Williams is at 14th.
So what?
It's all time, we're saying.
Oh, my God. Take a break so we can figure this out. Seriously.
I didn't say it wasn't all time. The other chart that I just read you is all time coaches, and Mark Few is not first on that list. So where is the guy that's ahead of him?
It says minimum 10 games, too.
The other one had 10 seasons. Are these all just Division I guys? Probably are. So there you go. So that's what I would think it is.
Nick's having a tough time. We should keep going.
No, I was going to say, I want to take a quick break and then just reset the show and have us get these stats in order so we're not looking up phone stats like organically. We just need 2 minutes and we can get it all set up. But instead,
I don't want Pat Kelsey. I want Sam Burton. I don't even know if he's still alive.
Well, how about Chick Davies at number 25? Get Chick Davies at number 25.
Yeah, but
Chick Davies coached, he was born in 1900, so he's probably not still alive.
Number two guy, I've made the joke, I wonder if he's still alive. Oh, definitely not. 1920 to 1932, West Texas A&M. I don't even know if that's still a college.
Yeah, what is West Texas A&M now? Did they had to?
I don't know. This is terrible radio, though. West Texas A&M.
Just because I wanted us to get our facts straight. You two are arguing about tables on
Because there wasn't a thorough enough research job done. You found one table and spewed it out there. Because
I wanted to take a break so we could find
and
the right
table. And you were just so happy. See, 98th. Woo, woo, I'm right. Yay.
I was right.
Get him, Ellie.
I saw
get him,
that
Ellie.
Stat.
Ellie, get him.
Stop
get him.
Sticking the bobbleheads on.
Get him, Ellie.
Stop it.
Take a break. ESPN 680 105.7.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Part of the show. Text Bobby V on the UPS Jobs text line at 437-9680.
Letting the cake bake, but just to put a bow on this, the chart that they found is guys who've only coached at Division I for over 10 years. That's why. So it was a very restrictive list, number one. The other one was all guys, all levels, and they were all active. These guys... Not a lot of active guys. Claire B. is third. Sam Burton was born in 1900. Adolf Rupp is fourth on the list. John Wooden is fifth. Interestingly, the guy who's sixth on the list is a guy named John Kress. Do you know where he won all his games?
Where's that?
College of Charleston.
Yeah, about that.
So I mean, you know, you've got... But, I mean... Dean Smith is 13th, Roy Williams 14th, Krzyzewski 15th, Self 16th, Calipari 17th, Jack Ramsey, the old broadcaster, 18th on the list. But here's the thing. Bob Knight is like 70th. Was he not a successful coach? You know who's down there with them? You know who's ahead of Bob Knight? Peck Hickman.
I've heard of him.
Yeah, he's coached here before John Jomo. And, of course, who can forget, at number 65, the immortal Piggy Lambert.
What a great name, Piggy Lambert.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's not useless. I'm not suggesting that. That's great. He's 98th. But it's just, look, put it in a broader context. Has the guy won? Has he won consistently? Does he play a style that you like? Is he going to fit in the community? Those are the questions you should ask. Don't start trotting out numbers other than, Guy Lewis is 102nd. He had pretty good run at Houston. He had pretty good teams. You know, Brad Underwood is 92nd on the list. You know, Bob Huggins is right ahead of him. It's fun. It's fun to do. I mean, it's fun to scroll through.
Did you guys hear the report that Bob Huggins tried to do a pitch to Louisville?
He was on Jerry Eve's show, and he said
trying to lobby for the job.
He said he was interested in taking the job, and everyone just politely was like, no, Huggy Bear, no.
Rick Pitino's 28th on the list. So anyway, what that's worth, I'm just suggesting. Joe B. Hall. Want to guess where Joe B. Hall is?
Where is that?
Joe B. Hall is... I just lost him. Where'd he go? He was right here. Jamie Dixon, who people didn't want any part of. 108th on the list. One spot behind Digger Phelps. Stu Morrill, 104th. My producer at ESPN used to love Stu Morrill. He's coach at Utah State. He's one of the first guys to hold signs up to his team on the court.
Really?
Yeah.
Like to tell them like to call plays and what sets they were
football
running.
Coaches do.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Jay Wright, he's crazy. He's only 81st on the list. He sucks. He has 90. By the way, talking about people again, I'm sorry. I know that's why people get mad at me, but I just can't help it. When people use statistics the way a drunk uses a lamppost for sport, not illumination, then you got problems. People were, what the hell is on here that's so sticky?
That is really sticky.
What is that?
Oh, it's for my sandwich.
Thanks.
How did I get so much balsamic drizzle?
For a living.
I got balsamic drizzle all over the Muhammad Ali.
Champ's going to punch you and Ellie's going to hit you with his bat. Plus, it's disgusting.
Are you kidding me? It smells great.
Yeah, great. Anyway.
I like balsamic vinaigrette.
Yeah, again, good. I'm just saying people lobbying for Jay Wright, with good reason. He's fantastic. You know where Jay Wright got the job at Villanova from? Hofstra.
Yeah.
I mean, my brother got the job at NC State from Iona. Krzyzewski got it from Army. John Wooden went from Indiana State to UCLA. So you can't say that.
Hurley came from URI.
Who did?
Yeah, Rhode Island.
Yeah, Rhode Island.
I've been
Island.
Saying it this whole year. Like, it doesn't matter who we get. Look at Danny Hurley. He came from URI, went to UConn.
URI, compared to the other ones, is even much bigger than freaking... I love Hofstra. It's gotten better, but I mean, it was. Come on,
Hofstra Pride. Is that what they're calling?
Hofstra Pride. Yeah. Yeah, used to be known as the
Flying Dutchman.
Wow, how'd you know that?
I just did.
It's impressive. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought that was Union. Aren't they the Dutchman though?
Who?
Union College.
I don't.
I know that's a hockey school though. So
that's not true, because here's a bit of trivia for you that you're stuck with. You're going to be stuck with it now. You don't want it, but you're going to be stuck with it. Hofstra had a guy who coached there in the 1970s named Roger Geckler. Roger Geckler came to Hofstra from a school in Pennsylvania called I think it was Lebanon Valley. Why is that significant? At the time, they were the only two teams in the country with the nickname Flying Dutchman. I'm convinced he took the job just so he wouldn't have to buy new, gear. But, I mean, come on, what are the odds on that? I know whatever school he was at, it was called the Flying Dutchman. I don't know if they changed their name. I'm not. Lebanon Valley, Flying Dutchman. Yep, Lebanon Valley College, Flying Dutchman. And so Hofstra, I don't know why they changed it. I guess it offended somebody. How is that offensive, by the way? Is the Flying Dutchman a ship?
I have no idea. I don't know if it's a sex move or some sort of...
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
I'm fairly certain it's not that.
I guarantee if I type in Flying Dutchman on Urban Dictionary, it'll be something ridiculous.
It's a legendary ghost ship, allegedly never able to make port.
Well, I knew that.
I just know it from SpongeBob.
What the hell I just asked you?
Well, I mean, I knew it was some sort of haunted thing. I didn't know it was a ghost ship. I thought it was I knew it was some sort of sea thing. Because, yeah, from SpongeBob.
I didn't know.
Oh, praise the Flying Dutchman.
You got it. You're good. Don't worry, Captain. We'll buff out those scratches. It's just the ship is torn up.
Wow, you guys are impressive there. That's pretty good cartoon reference. So anyway, I guess maybe Dutchman was offensive to somebody.
I don't know. College of Charleston was tied for the 17th best win percentage this season. What it's worth. Indiana State was sixth, for what that's worth. I'm trying to look up some more stats on Pat Kelsey. Although I'm keeping an eye on it, because like you said, let the cake bake. Matt Norlander saying that nothing's been finalized yet.
Probably hasn't. I mean, it's awfully quick to get things signed nowadays with contracts and lawyers and everything else. So, there you go. Anyway, there's that. People think, I don't know what's going to happen. Who knows what's going to happen? He was making, by the way, according to this, just, you want data? We're just throwing random data at you. He agreed to a contract extension that'll pay him $1 million a year on February 27th of last year. It's a 5-year contract extension worth at least $5 million. So I don't know what he's got to have a buyout. Everybody's got buyouts. Buyouts. Pat Kelsey's wife's name. I'm going to give you three choices.
Linda.
Catherine, Sarah, Lisa.
Sarah.
Lisa.
Damn it.
Three children. Only one of these is one of their names. Ruthie, George, Henry.
Ruthie.
George.
Ruthie.
Yeah. Nice. Well, Tanner knows himself some Pat Kelsey.
Very nice. All right, you got two other
I'm
children.
I'm just saying it now. I did not know the name before anyone calls me creepy. I just was like, I like the name Ruthie. I'm going to guess that.
Tanner looks up the children's names of all the potential
What's
coaches.
What's their birthdays? What schools do they
Two other children in his family. Only one of these is one of their real names. Is it Johnny, George, or Ronald?
Ronald.
Johnny,
he's too damn.
Tanner knows this Pat Kelsey.
Sexy. Pat Kelsey just seems like a guy that'd be like, "Yeah, I want to name my kid Ruthie." And then
let's see,
Johnny.
Let's see if you can go 3 for 3 here. He's got another daughter.
I don't. I really hope.
Her name is Caroline, Catherine, or Wendy.
I'm going with the thing I did before with the IEs or the Ys at the end. I'm going Wendy.
That's what I was going to guess.
Caroline.
Oh, I'm not a creep. I'm not a creep. Thank God. I'm not put on a list.
Yes, it would have been creepy.
If you went 3 for 3, no with the kids. By the way, that Bluey.
Bluey.
That was Pipes that sent that. Former intern Pipes.
Oh, is that who that was?
Yeah, that was Pipes.
Oh, very nice. Yeah, he said, I'm glad you enjoyed that. Nick, I know, didn't pass it on to you because he was too busy fussing at Tulio. Very nice. So, yeah. Let's get this out of the way so we can make ourselves cheer up. Come on, guys. Hit it.
I'm doing the best to keep you abreast of what happens today. I don't see anything about a press conference.
There you go. We should really save that until it's formal that we've got a coach. The cake is out of the oven.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, so we'll save that.
I mean, the last I've seen is that sources, they're finalizing plans to hire Pat Kelsey. Matt Norlander said nothing's been done yet.
Yeah, I know. It seemed awfully fast to get all the paperwork done. Hell, it took me longer to sign papers to buy a car than it would to finalize a coaching, especially in today's day with agents and buyouts and what other crap.
How much do you think the fan base is going to be bought into this?
They are going to not love it. They're not going to hate it because they don't know anything about him. Why would you hate him? I mean, you got to know somebody to hate him. I don't think you're going to hate him. I think they're nervous about the Chris Mack tie because that didn't work especially well.
He was, but that, I feel like that had, how much of it had to do with on-court product, though? I know people got a little bored with the style and the pack line became a dirty word, but I feel like it was, I mean, it was the extracurricular things.
Yeah, but that was all part of it. That is part of it. I mean, that's, you got to, you know, you've got to, it's tough. That's why they pay these guys a lot of money. You're asked to win. You're asked to play an entertaining style. You're asked to be engaging with the public. At first started, he seemed to hit all the right notes. He was taking pictures of himself going into
Roosters.
No, and Skyline. He loved Skyline. And everybody's like, oh, this guy's so unpretentious. It was fun. And then the Mac Pack or whatever I called them. The
Maclets.
The Maclets. They would run on the court and play at the end of games.
Louisville Live coming out wearing the jacket and everything.
So, I mean, but then it got a little weird. He was good at understanding that part of it. I don't think he's naturally wired that way. And then the game got a little. The pack line got boring to people, and then all hell done broke loose with Dino and everything else. But he was not. They weren't playing at a level that was going to get him fired. I don't think. And I mean, they were doing all right. They weren't great, but they weren't terrible. But it would all just fell apart because of the whole Gaudio thing, and then
he had them number one in the country. I know everybody was affected by the pandemic, but it seemed to really hit Louisville the hardest because I feel like there was that trickle down effect that if they go into the tournament that year and they had a dark horse Final Four team, they make a little bit of a run. The pressure to make a coaching change from Tyre doesn't happen. Dino doesn't go Caligula crazy, and you know Mac is still probably the coach here.
Possible.
So
it's not out of the realm of possibility.
But at the same time, people were starting to sour on the on-court product towards the end there.
Yes, they were.
But I still think he was looked at as a good coach.
People get that way in stuff in general. I mean, you know, it's why people have affairs. I mean, they love their mate, but they get tired of waking up next to the same person. I'm not justifying it. It's not right at all. But, I mean, so that's what it wasn't like you look at it and say that it was bad basketball. It just was it wasn't as fresh. It wasn't entertaining. It wasn't, it was. And then the chaos that came with the whole Dino thing, and it was nutty. It got nutty. We've had a wild, wild run.
It was also the pandemic, and he was seemed a little bit slow to kind of embrace the protocols.
He lied about you know, that was in the middle of the pandemic, and you could say, well, that's crazy. They should have been lying. We were making too much, whatever. I'm just saying, though, when you're in a position of authority at a university in that situation,
put them back in the balsamic vinegar.
Oh, I did?
Yeah.
All right, sorry, guys. Oh, if you're going to try and wash it, I'm going to move them out of the way. Yeah, so, I mean, it was that. But I think that we've it's hard. It's very hard to be a coach right now for reasons that have always been true and are new. What's always been true is, you know, people want you to win, and they want you to win with an entertaining style. And the other guy's got scholarships too. It's, you know, there's no question about that. It's the competitive level has got, the gap has gotten smaller between the haves and the have-nots with the NIL. The talent is spread out, so you've got a situation where it's not easy to win, and arguably more difficult than it's ever been. But then on top of it, now you've got 24-hour stations like this, and sports talk, and social media, and you've got to be able to figure out how to navigate through agents and
the transfer portal.
And the transfer and the portal. NIL. It's very, very hard. It's very hard. But that's why they get paid a lot of money. It's but, you know, and you got to be a good coach. I mean, you have to be a good coach. Don't minimize that. You got to be able to teach. And you know, and again, I to me, when I see a guy has won that long any place, then I say, well, he's got to be teaching something good. I mean, you, nobody's that lucky. You've got to be able to identify. He's at least identifying talent, and his game, his team is prepared to play, and that's 90% of the battle. And so, you know, that's why I don't care if Division II, Division III, where the hell it was. He's got that skill set to do that. Then I respect that. But right now, man, it's, you got to do other things as well. I mean, and especially at this place. There's no other place I know that has a press conference before every game. I've never, ever heard that anywhere else in the country. I'm almost sure they don't do that in the ACC. They don't do that anywhere but here. And I'm not entirely sure why they still do, to be honest with you. Because you used to have to do that in the day of newspapers. To get news out about your program, you had to sit face-to-face with guys who were, quote, reporters. It's the only way the word got out. Now, hell, ready? I'm holding my phone up right now. I could post this in 2 minutes and tell the whole story of anything right now. I don't need to get together before every single game.
We have an update, and this is interesting. I feel like you can weigh in on this.
Uh-oh.
Real-time update from Matt Norlander.
We got to turn this air conditioner off, too, by the way. Go ahead.
Louisville was in discussions into this afternoon with Josh Hertz and Pat Kelsey. Schertz, whose Indiana State team is still in the NIT, just passed on Louisville. It was a two-horse race. If Kelsey wants the job, it's his. The sides need to negotiate terms.
Well, I can tell you why Schertz pulled his name out. He thinks that if he takes it, St. Louis is going to sue him. That's why. It's not he doesn't want to come here. It's, I think they negotiated. He was trying to figure out if he would get in a position where he would have protection from any kind of a legal action. And my guess is they couldn't figure out a way to do that. He wanted probably Louisville to assume the risk. I don't know. Now I'm spitballing. But I know he wanted to come here. I'm positive of that. But he also said to me that I can't put myself in a position where St. Louis is going to sue me. So my guess is that's what this was. They went back and forth, and they were trying to have a fallback position. And Schertz said he has to pass, probably reluctantly, because he doesn't want to get in a situation. But you said, you know, that whole memorandum of understanding thing is such a murky area. You don't know how stringent it is. But my guess is they talked to the St. Louis people, and they made it known in certain terms that, oh, yeah, well, we're going ahead. We got our lawyers on line two. You're going to do this, and we're going to sue you. And he probably was like, I can't put myself in that situation. And Louisville couldn't guarantee that they would be able to protect him from getting sued. And so he said, I'll have to pass. And so he's going to go. That's my guess. That I don't know. The only thing I do know is that he did want to come here and that he was afraid St. Louis would sue him. Those two things are facts. So there's that. So do what you want with it. So there you go. Looks like I'm disappointed, not because I don't like Pat Kelsey. I don't know Pat Kelsey at all. But watching the game again last night, I can't help it. I'm picturing that game at the Yum Center with the house, you know, they have a sellout crowd, 9,000. We got 20,000. And they're loud and they're going crazy. And the guys are passing the ball. And the announcers are saying, did you see that pass? And I'm thinking, man, those were the days. And this guy will do that. He did it. He's done it every place he's been. No reason to think he wouldn't have done it here. So now he'll do it at St. Louis. So good for them. And our guy, hopefully, will be a good guy, too. We'll see. So I'm letting the cake bake, and we'll see where it goes. Let's see. texter says, no, that's funny. There is a disgusting urban dictionary for Flying Dutchman. You can look it up if you want, if you're so inclined. It's not that disgusting, but there is
Flying Dutchman Urban Dictionary. See if I can read this.
Let's see what we got cooking here. West Texas A&M is currently in the Division II Final Four. There you go. Thank you, Texter. How about that? That's another good one, Bobby V. A godforsaken website. We want a website. We want a website.
Urban Dictionary also has another definition for a Flying Dutchman.
What is it?
It's when you know you just went to the bathroom.
Well, that's the one I was talking about. You going to read that on the air?
Oh, there's a sex move. There's also a sex move.
I didn't see that. I saw the one about loves to talk about it. Anything it's got to do with taking a dump, he'll bring it up on the air at the drop of a hat.
When you just took a dump,
there he goes.
And then
he's
you
determined.
Go to wipe,
can't stop
and there's
him.
Nothing there, and
it's
you look in
one.
The toilet, and there's nothing there, scaring you as if you've just seen a ghost.
It's a ghost poop. That's I've heard that.
I call them CIA poops.
Because yeah, there they go. It's a Flying Dutchman.
Sports.
There you go. Check out the Bluey episode, Sean. It's very funny and shows the relationship between the mom and the dad in a sweet, funny way. All right, I will. Can Bob run? I see this sarcastic or somebody really wants information because you never know. Sometimes they get sarcastic and let's see. All right, can Bob run through the College of Charleston schedule from this year and give his take on it? I will, but I'm going to give you a caveat. You're not going to like much because I'm going to sound like, oh, Joe, big time here. But right now, I don't do that level of games very much anymore. When I was doing a lot of TV games for ESPN, those were the kinds of games I got. And I don't mean it those games like derogatorily, but I'm saying on the ladder at ESPN, they're B and C games. And I didn't mind. I mean, that's still TV, and I loved it, and it's good basketball, and it's you know, they're paying you to do it. I'm not denigrating it, but I'm just saying I don't do as many TV games now. I do almost all radio games, and the radio games are all A games. I mean, that's what I read you the list of this year. They were all, everybody's involved in the top 30 in these games at the worst. Most of them are the top 20. So I don't get a lot of games outside of that. There's a lot of reasons for that, one of which is they did a lot of these games now are done, you know, like no disrespect to Kent and Jody, but you know they turn them into local ESPN Plus games. They aren't using their quote unquote employees, their staff people. Those are the games I would get. Well, now they don't need me to do those anymore, so I don't get those. And besides, I've got so many radio games, I couldn't do them anyway. And so there's that. But the fact is, I won't know. But I'll try. I'll try. So let's go take a look. Shall we do that? Let's go take a fast look-see, shall we? Go to college basketball and take a look at what we've got in the – they're in the Coastal, right? Isn't that where they play now?
I believe so.
Yeah. They beat Stony Brook in the final 82-79. So here is their schedule, such as it were, going back to November. Excuse me. They beat Iona by two to start the season. You know Iona. That's where Rick was up till this year. Duquesne, who put together a big year, beat them by 18. Vermont also went to the NCAA tournament, beat them by 9. Wyoming beat them by 7. I don't even know. Oh, they beat that Charleston. Who the hell? Oh, Coastal Carolina. They beat Coastal Carolina by 8. This is the start of their season. They beat Kent State by 6. So at this point, they were 3-3. Then December came. They beat. Is that Liberty or Lipscomb? Who is that? That's Liberty. They beat Liberty by 9. They beat. They lost FIU by 16. They beat Rhode Island by 15. This is when they start to get it going. They beat, who's CIT? Who is CIT? Oh, they beat Citadel. They beat Citadel by 15. They beat Coastal Carolina. They played them twice already? That seems weird. They beat them by 3. They beat St. Joe by 7. St. Joe played well when they came here to play Kentucky. They beat another team. I don't know who this is. Who the hell is that? Montreat? Is that what they're called? I don't know. Montreat. I think they're an NAIA school. They beat them by a million, beat them by 30-something. Beat Hofstra on the road by 12. That's a good win. Beat Stony Brook on the road by 6. They made a New York trip, obviously. They played Hofstra, and they won by 12. And then they beat Stony Brook at Stony Brook by 6. That's a good trip. That's no, those not easy places to play. Tip my hat to that. They beat Elon at home by 18. They beat Monmouth at home by 11. Beat lost to Towson at home by 4. Towson had a surprisingly good year, though. They lost to UNC Wilmington on the road. That's Kevin Keats's old school. Beat that, lost them by 9. Dropped a pretty good bomb on Hampton. Beat them by 21 at Hampton. Beat Campbell. Don't know much about Campbell, but they beat them by 23 on the road. Now we're into February. Lost to UNC Wilmington at home by 6. Beat William and Mary on the road by 1. They beat North Carolina A&T at home by 22. Beat Drexel at home by 10. Lost to beat Northeastern on the road by 4. It's a pretty good win, actually. William and Mary, they beat them at home by 8. Delaware, they beat on the road by 19. That's a nice win. Towson, they beat on the road. They got it going at the end. They won by 16. Campbell, they beat at home by 17. Now we're into March. Season's almost over. They beat Hofstra at home by 11. Monmouth at home by a million. Towson, now we're in the tournament. The Monmouth game was the first round of the tournament. They beat Towson in the semifinal by 5. Then they beat Stony Brook in overtime for the championship before Alabama beat them 109-96 in the NCAA tournament. Now, you want some other quick data? I'll be delighted to give it to you. This is the NCAA net rankings, and I like this website. This the NCAA gets right, because you can navigate through this, man, in no time. It is really, really well structured. So if you go, for example, to their league, it'll come up right away. They, in their league, they are 97th in the net. They were 97th. They were 26-7. They were undefeated in quad four games. They were 11-4 in quad three games. They were 1-3 in quad one and two games. They only played four quad one and two games all year, and they won one of them. They were 11-4 in quad three and 14-0 in quad four. So that's not, in all candor, not particularly daunting schedule. You want to find Ken Pom is going to be more difficult to find them, because that is not is easy to navigate through if you don't pay the money. I don't have a paid account. So where would you think they might be? Let's go see how far down they are in the KenPom. Scrolling. Still scrolling. Still looking. College of Charleston. Now I'm pretty far down. I still haven't found them. Well, wow. You know where Louisville was in the Ken Pops? Do you know how far down they were? They were 190th. Yes. Well, St. Louis was 197, so you could see where they were trying to get our boy to head over there. I'm sorry. I'm not going to keep doing this. So I would love to be able to sort it for you more easily, but I can't. So there's that. So there's somewhere in the Ken Pom. When I can do that during the break, I'll look it up. I want to see where they were. Offensive efficiency.
Yeah, right.
Defensive efficiency.
Here, I can look that up.
It's going to take a while because I'm scrolling like mad and can't find them. NC State, man, they were talking about overachieving. 53rd in the Ken Pom. They're now 24-14. They've played 38 games. That's unbelievable. 42nd in adjusted offense, 75 in adjusted defense. And not the luckiest team by any stretch. 165th in luck. So they haven't lucked their way into anything, that's for sure. Give you an idea. Like South Carolina, who's right ahead of them, 52nd on the list. They were 4th in luck. Pretty good there. So that's pretty strong. Let's go see if we can scroll down a little further there. Because to give you an idea, again, I'm just being candid with you, without having seen their style of play, you can extrapolate pretty well, though, when you look at you know, the Ken Pom stuff. You'll know they offensively oriented, defensively oriented, that kind of stuff. You can find a whole bunch of things just by – that's why Jim Larinaga says he can spend like 2 hours on this website just scrolling. It's like a kid in a toy store. So – find them yet? No. Right?
Let's see. Looking for College of Charleston adjusted offense.
Wait a minute. Where aren't you on Ken Pom?
I am on Ken Pom. I'm trying to find it.
Yeah, you're right. It's very hard.
100th.
There they are. You know why I was looking up? I was looking up College of Charleston. It's just Charleston.
Yep, that's 100th.
100th in the country. They're 54th in adjusted offense. Ooh, they don't guard very much, though. 178th in adjusted defense. And a little above average when it came to luck. 71st plus 047. So it sounds like they are an offensively oriented team, which should make entertaining style of play, I guess. You want to know who they're in with in terms of... well, that doesn't tell you much unless you know who their neighbors are. They are 100th. I'll give you the 10 teams ahead of them and 10 teams behind them. Now, starting at 90, Yale, Indiana, UMass, Loyola, Chicago, Louisiana Tech, LSU, George Mason, UCLA, Miami of Florida, St. Joe's, and Charleston. The 10 teams right behind them, Rutgers, St. Bonaventure, Cornell, Stanford, Vermont, UAB, Seattle, High Point, Arkansas, and Santa Clara. So that's the neighborhood that they are in when it comes to the KenPom numbers. Where did Indiana State wind up in this whole little shindig? I don't even see them either. That's bizarre. I don't know where they are. I thought they were up like in the top 25, Indiana State. No, here we go. The Richard Pitino fans, you like this? The Ken Pom, they were 27th for New Mexico.
Wow,
they were 47th in adjusted offense, 24th in adjusted defense, and not particularly lucky. 217th in luck.
Yeah,
so they earned their way into it.
Charleston
is Indiana State. Indiana State 16th in adjusted offense, 109th in adjusted defense, and Mets on luck 77th. So that's about right. 31-6 for Indiana State. They are in there with Washington State, Northwestern, Villanova, TCU, Oklahoma. That's their neighborhood. So they
did you say Charleston's 71st in luck?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, a little bit lucky, not too much. All right, top of the hour. Well, Tulio, we'll get a break in here.
Eric Crawford set to join us at 1 o'clock. Fran Fraschilla.
1 o'clock.
Or at 2 o'clock, I apologize. Eric Crawford set to join us. We're supposed to do a Big League Cash Cuts V-Stakes today as well. We'll try to find some time to do that. Fran Fraschilla set to join us at 2:30. So I'm going to be a action-packed show. Terrence Oglesby of Field of 68 and former analyst on ESPN and Fox. And CBS, he's set to join The Drive with Mark Ennis today at 3:30, by the way. So,
do they ever plug stuff on our show?
Yeah, everybody plugs everything.
Liar. You know what I wouldn't lie to you about, though?
What's that?
Our friends at Universal Windows Direct. Because right now I'm sitting here, and it's not because of bad windows. It's because you didn't do what I asked you before, which was turn that air conditioner off. It's blowing right on me, and I'm freezing.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Thank you. But that's awful. Nobody likes to have drafty homes or overly hot in the summer, overly cold in the winter. Why do you want to live with that when a big step to correct it would be simply getting state-of-the-art windows from our friends at Universal Windows Direct? They have super spacer technology, keeps the edge of the glass warmer on the cold days, holds the window seal longer, keeps your house cooler in the summer, makes the windows last up to 5 times longer. They perform better and last longer, the windows from Universal Windows Direct. Plus, Universal backs it up with a true lifetime warranty as long as you own your home, 30 years to the next homeowner. Call my friends at Universal Windows Direct today. 502-487-5099. They'll upgrade your new windows to triple pane glass for free. That's 3 layers of glass between you and the cold outside. Also keeps your home quieter. We don't even talk about that much, but man, oh man, you want to get home, hard day. I just want a little peace and quiet. You don't want to sit down and hear every chatter that's going on for 5 blocks in your neighborhood. A quieter, more comfortable home can be yours with new windows from Universal Windows Direct. Call them 502-487-5099. Buy 2 windows. Get the next 2 free. They'll double your energy tax credit as well. Restrictions apply. Tell them I told you to call. You'll get an additional $250 off your project. The last windows you'll ever need. UniversalWindowsDirect.com. Like me, you'll be saying, I love my windows. That's the John Sterling approach in The Little Man Who Shakes.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
The Yankees win. Universal, the love, my windows.
Do you want me or Tulio to actively shake you while you do it?
I'm afraid I'll get nauseous. We're break time? We're
up. Top of the hour, Eric Crawford on the other side.
They tell you that in your headset, in a basketball game.
What?
We're in a break window.
Oh, okay.
So that, you know, it's like the ball goes out of bounds. You don't start babbling, and then the producers are in your hair, we've got to get the commercial. So he lets you know ahead of time. So right now we're in a break window. Right, Tulio? All right, so we'll come back. ESPN 680, 105.7.